This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the land of the stars and stripes, where the eagle flies, USA, USA. Welcome, folks, to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Today, we want you to assign your New Year's resolutions to us on how we can do better in serving you with this program we call What's On Your Mind. So, simple as sending us a text at 701-237-1590, giving us a call, 258-0550, toll free at 800-228-0550, and remember that 24-7 line, 855-200-1776. Anytime, day or night, leave a message, unvarnished answer to the question, what's on your mind? We're going to be joined by Sean Doberstein in just a moment here, from Hector International Airport. A lot of holiday travel was disrupted, and more of the same on the way for a couple of reasons. We'll talk about that a little bit, just give you some tips on the best travel ideas for 2022. And also, Sean has shared that November was their busiest month ever at Hector International Airport. Isn't that fantastic? It says to me North Dakota said, you know what, this pandemic is here to stay, and I'm not going to let it keep me from doing what I do. Travel makes you richer. Travel makes you richer. Whether that's heading to Frisco, Texas, or Florida, or Norway, or wherever you're going to go. And there's a bunch of charters down to Frisco as well. So we'll chat with Sean in just a moment here, and then we'll get back to your calls. We have a busy week of great guests, too, by the way. And that includes our live broadcast Friday from Frisco. Chris Kleiman, Craig Bowl, Gene Taylor going to look back. Jason Miller is going to join us from Getter and talk about social media in 2022. Who's canceling us? Maybe we ought to cancel them. I see Twitter's the latest play that card. Lynn Helms, Perry Schaefer Wednesday. You've asked for Perry to talk a little bit about the recent convention of the Republican Party faithful. Perry is the chair of the North Dakota Republican Party. Be here for a full hour Wednesday. Take your calls, questions, and comments on anything. All right? And back to your calls, questions, comments on the New Year's resolution here in just a moment after we chat with Sean Doberstein from the Hector International Airport. Happy New Year, Sean. How are you?
Same to you, Scott. Thank you.
Well, I know things are good at the Fargo Airport Authority and the Hector International Airport Fargo just by the numbers. I know we haven't quite got December numbers yet, but November a record. That's got to have you popping your buttons a little bit, huh?
It was. You know, we've been pretty encouraged since June. June was the second busiest June on record. July, the second busiest July on record. And August, September, and October were like the third busiest respective months on record. And then we got to November, and that was the busiest November on record. So, yeah, we're heading in the right direction, at least as of then. But now with the impacts of COVID and lack of flight crews, we'll see. We're probably heading in the wrong direction right now.
Any idea on what December looks like yet?
I don't. Yeah, we hope to have those numbers right around the 10th to the 15th of the month. But I would expect it would be busy. We did lose a number of flights late in the month because of the weather, maybe the start of this COVID situation with flight crews. And now as we start the new year, combination of the extreme cold weather on New Year's Eve and then New Year's Day, because of the restrictions that that cold weather gives to de-icing operations. But now we're pretty much full speed ahead with, unfortunately, COVID-impacted flight cancellations between American and United primarily.
And I want to talk about that here in a moment. But before I do, I want to just give a plug. I live in Fargo, so I fly to Fargo more often than not. And the options and the choices are pretty amazing. They really are. I mean, it's really incredible. We just were in Florida, flew direct on on Frontier. Hadn't flown Frontier for a long time, but they've got some nice destinations, and it's direct. I mean, one of the things with these COVID disruptions, like Chicago over the weekend, bad weather, and the flight crews thing, tons of cancellations. Well, you're done. I mean, if you're going to Frisco through some other place, are you going to get there? But to take American direct to Dallas, and I've done it many times throughout the year, it's just direct to Phoenix. Allegiant's got directs. So, you know, Delta's doing more and more directs. That's just American to Phoenix and American to, you know, Dallas. Wow. So continue to be amazed at the options that come out of Hector International Airport. You guys have done a great job of direct destinations out of here, and that is just a game changer when it comes to travel these days.
Yeah, we'd love to add more, but, you know, thanks to the partnership with the business community and our convention bureau and so forth, we've been able to attract a lot of good nonstop flights to different destinations. It's worked out well for us.
What's on your wish list when you say you'd like to have more? What other airlines, what other direct flights out of Fargo would you like to have?
Well, certainly Seattle has been out there for quite some time. We just had a grant renewed with the Department of Transportation, a $500,000 revenue guarantee for that flight. That was awarded back in 2015. That's been extended a few times. So Seattle is always on the list. Charlotte service with American to expand their access to their hubs. You know, we have Chicago, Phoenix, and Dallas. We'd love to add Charlotte, even if it's on a seasonal basis at some point. You know, with Allegiant, I believe at some point in the not-too-distant future, we'll probably see Punta Gorda. That's been very successful out of St. Cloud for the past number of years and also now with Minneapolis. But Allegiant is opening a brand-new Sunseeker resort in the Punta Gorda area, so I would guess that we would be on the list for expansion there. You know, Sun Country is slowly expanding into smaller markets, you know, Duluth and Rochester, and hopefully we'd be on that expansion list as well as they come in and provide service to a number of their destinations. But that's just a few for right now. But, you know, getting Salt Lake service back with Delta would be great to have as well. But we just keep working on it each day, and eventually something will stick.
So let's talk about the COVID disruptions. What's happening now? Is it more about just there's a limited amount of flights, and when you lose a crew to whatever quarantining or whatever, test positive or whatever, and happens last minute, they got to pull a flight down? Just give us a sense of what the industry is dealing with right now.
It is, and this has been going on for a few weeks now, and it's hitting some of the smaller airports now a little harder as the regional airlines. Right now, SkyWest is one of our primary regional carriers that basically has all of our United flights right now. So if you see the cancellations today and yesterday, that's all COVID-related. I believe there's another cancellation that's out to tomorrow. Mesa Airlines does our Phoenix service for American, and then Envoy, of course, goes into the Dallas area. But the regionals are getting hit hard. They don't have enough reserve crews available to pick up these flights. And if you can imagine, when a captain, first officer, and a flight attendant, or if it's one or two, depending on the size of the aircraft, when they depart Fargo and go into that hub, they're working probably three or four other segments that day. So it disrupts a lot of people's lives when that flight crew is not able to perform and cancels a number of flights, unfortunately.
See, the CDC has recently said, okay, forget that 10-day deal. Let's go to 5 days. Are the airlines, benefiting at all from some of these restrictions, or I guess recognition that, look, this is going to be here, so we maybe rethink some of these ways in which this impacts everything?
Yeah, they will. And, of course, if you recall, just a couple of weeks ago, the main airline CEOs testified before Congress. That was one of the things that they had requested, was to get the what they consider essential workers back into the workforce quicker. So, therefore, they did the 10 to the 5. They also asked to have the mask mandate removed. We'll see if that happens. Right now, the mask mandate at airports and train stations and bus stations has been extended through, I believe it's March 18th. So we'll see where that goes, but stay tuned.
Are there still a lot of planes parked?
There are. There are dozens of planes parked with each airline because of lack of flight crews. We would have additional frequencies, especially to Denver, Chicago, and United, and, of course, with American, if there were flight crews available to operate those flights. So, yeah, it does impact us, the lack of workforce. Not only then compound that with the COVID impacts that they have on these flight crews, but the whole pilot shortage was bad prior to COVID, and now it's significantly worse since COVID. And, you know, you may want to chat with the dean from UND or other places, but I believe the flight school is full up at UND, Ohio State, Embry-Riddle. and there's a lot of kids in the pipeline, but it just takes quite a while to get them enough hours so that they can sit in the right seat, get their ATP, and move on and be either a regional carrier and then eventually move up to a mainline.
Got about a minute left. What's next for the airport? Any expansions on the docket? What do you need to continue to expand?
Yeah, the primary project we're working on right now is the reconstruction of our terminal apron just north of the terminal. That's been in there since the 1985 era. That'll be a two-year project. We'll probably take some gates out of service this coming summer and next summer. So we'll be boarding people out on the ramp a few times. But that's about a $22 million project to replace that. Fargo Jet Center is expanding, so we'll be looking at some additional concrete for Fargo Jet Center up in our North General Aviation area. And then the old airport, where the old terminal was, where we kind of have the air show and so forth, all of that concrete we're hoping to replace. So in all, we probably got $30-plus million worth of work here over the next couple of years in concrete. And then about 2 months ago, we started a terminal area expansion study, which is required by the FAA before we can justify the expansion of the terminal building. And that'll probably be a $60-65 million project, and hopefully we'll break ground like in 2024.
Well, folks are traveling, so you need to continue to serve them, and it's been fun to see this. It's been my time in Fargo since 2001, the growth of the airport, so integral to everything in the economy and everything else and options for travelers. Sean, thanks for the update. Happy 2022. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Take care.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. A listener sent us a road report. We love those. I-94. Is that east or west of Fargo? Do you know, Kev?
Between Castleton and Fargo, a couple of spin-outs, a little slick. One of them looks pretty serious. Thank you to Paul. for shooting us a text. But yeah, slow down on 94 if you're in Fargo and Castleton.
I was on 94 last night, and it looked like black ice to me.
Yeah, it
right?
is.
It was super cold, but yeah. I was like, that looks like black ice. You know, it kind of, your headlights are reflecting off a little bit. But I tapped the brake, and I didn't get any slipping and sliding. But it's just that kind of time where you got to really be careful out there, so it could be a little bit deceiving, all right? So slow down. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. I see there's a number of text questions that just came in for our last guest, Sean Doberstein, and unfortunately they came late enough in the segment that we did not get a chance to ask him these, but I'll share them with you so you know what's on the minds of our listeners related to air travel. And by the way, we do have the dean of the UND Aerospace School on tomorrow to talk about pilots and air travel as a career. Because one of the big problems is now they have limited crews, and as he mentioned, these regional airlines. This is where I think we need to get smart about COVID restrictions. And this is where, in my mind, the CDC has very little credibility left. You know, when the rules constantly change, like if you get vaccinated, you will be protected. Oh no, you need a booster, right?
Then I'm good, right?
Yeah. So is there going to be a booster for the booster at some point? I mean,
oh no.
Just put the facts out there, and when you don't know, say you don't know. And this whole 10-day thing, I mean, how many people said, "Look, I'm sick. I'm just staying home. I'm not going to go get tested because they're going to send out a blast to the world and they're going to lock me down." You know, and that's dumb. Be reasonable about this stuff. So 10 days, no, it's 5 days. Now, oh, wait a minute, maybe the 5 days, but you got to have a test after the 5 days. I mean, you can make it up.
You ready for the new one? Have you heard the new one now, new one this morning?
What is the new one this morning?
Flurona.
Flurona.
Now, Israel records the first case of a patient with both COVID-19 and the flu. They're dubbing it Flurona. So get ready for that one.
And again, this is the flu's
not anything to laugh at.
The flu is right now has more people hospitalized than Corona does in North Dakota.
Yeah.
According to our conversation last week with Sanford Health. I mean, so the flu situation is real as well. Anyway, it impacts everything. For instance, if you're planning on going to Frisco and you say, "Oh baby, I'm going to fly to Frisco and I'm going through Chicago," you might not be going to Frisco. You might be going to Chicago Airport for 3 days, right?
That's the roll
same
of the
thing.
Dice nowadays,
and again, you might not get out of Fargo if they're canceling flights out of Fargo, which they did over the weekend, and they're doing again today. And you heard them say they're going to do tomorrow as well. So, by the way, it's another reason to hop on the bus and go with Uncle Kev.
I'm ready.
Down to Frisco.
I'm all.
I also heard a moment ago that tickets are freeing up.
Yep.
And there's a number of standing room only tickets that are going to be going on sale, I think it's tomorrow. And also people that watch these different sites say there's a lot of them going. So
there's always
freeing
tickets.
Them up. There is.
No matter what you're going to do, you'll get tickets if you want them.
That's a very good point. I never do not go because I don't have a ticket. Just
you'll
get a ticket.
Yep.
Yeah. And I've been to Frisco where I've not gone into the game and had one heck of a good time, too. I will tell you that. Frisco Fan Bus, brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. We partnered up with Valley Bus, and last chance to get signed up right now. Have some fun. Go with Uncle Kev. He'll be the life of the party.
I'm one of them.
AM1100theflag.com has all the details. Click on hot links. Okay, back to our question of the day. What can we do better on what's on your mind? One thing I can do is remember to do what I said I'd do, and one of those are the following questions related to our last guest. Is the flight shortage due to vaccine mandates? It's a good question. How many pilots left the airlines because they did not want to be forced to have the vaccine? I met two pilots in Arizona at Charlie Kirk's America Fest who had the vaccine because of the mandate and then had health problems that disqualified them from flying. So, you know, that's two pilots out of the mix. I don't know. Is that representative of 200, 2,000? I don't know.
buddy of mine who's a captain for JetBlue said the most of JetBlue were that predominantly that he had heard across the industry was early retirements. A lot of pilots had been flying in well into their 60s because the shortage has been there,
right.
And COVID just kicked them out the door. Said, all right, well, we're out then.
Too many restrictions, too many hassles, yeah. Too many,
well, I'm already
or just decide I'm going
to
be done.
I'm already vested, yeah. Good to go, I'm in the company pension, et cetera, it's good to go, I can retire.
Another texter says they have sacrificed the best pilots who either refused the vaccine or died as a result of the vaccines. Look into the statistics.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Another texter says, please ask Sean when a door will be cut into the restaurant from inside the TSA checkpoint.
That is a great question.
If a wall was put up between Subway and the restaurant, security would not be a problem. Every airport we go to has a restaurant in the terminal after people go through TSA.
That's a great question.
We'd love to sit and have breakfast after we get to the terminal. Right now, travelers have to arrive an extra hour earlier if they want to have anything to eat before they go through TSA. I've always wondered that question. It's a good one. I flew early one time, and my wife likes a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's her get up and go, and I didn't make her one before I left, so it was my bad. I wanted to atone for my mess up. You can't get a cup of coffee. There's not even a machine in the early morning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We'll forward that question and suggestion on to Sean Doverstein. Another says, why are the staff de-icing our airplane standing in the tub not protected from the elements with a shelter? In Minneapolis and any other large terminal where bad winter weather affects travel, their de-icer arms are sheltered. I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Things you sort of take for granted. Yeah. Bob is on the road and wants to weigh in. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Is that me, Scott?
It is. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you can hear me good? Okay, what's on my mind today is I'm actually Bob from Wheatland. And what you could really change this year is you could change and not be such a hypocrite.
You don't want me to be a hypocrite.
I can tell you why. One of the reasons is because you censor people. For one thing, I'm Bob from Wheatland, the one that can never get on when Kramer's on, and the one can barely ever get on your show. And another one that you censor is a guy out of Moorhead. I think his name is Mark, and I know he's a lefty. I'm a Trump supporter, and I know Mark from Moorhead. He's a lefty. And then there's one other gentleman, and I can't really remember his name, but there's like three of us that you really censor, and, you know, we never get on. And the reason you don't want me to talk to Kramer is because I get on him, because I want him to do his job. And these guys sent to Washington, and, you know, these are Democrats just hiding and pretending that they're actually Republicans in my eyes.
Well, Bob, you're on the air right now, so I don't know why you think you're censored. And I will tell you that
I'll tell you why I know, because I was Bob from on the road. Like when I'm Bob from Memphis, I get in.
Yeah, I don't care if you're Bob from the moon.
Never gets in.
I don't remember the last time I saw Wheatland on the call board. Do you guys? I
don't know that I've ever heard of Wheatland. Where is
now
it?
I'm going to make it a point to make sure you get on.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. So just be who you are, Bob from Wheatland, and don't play games about where you're calling from, and you're going to get on the air. One of the problems that I will talk about this, regular callers who are an important part of the show, but they're not the only part of the show when we come back.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we ended 2021 with record number of children being hospitalized with COVID-19, Dr. Fauci explains the numbers are inflated.
If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis.
A brand new year brings the same policies to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Representative Congressman from Texas, Pat Fallon on Fox News, is a member of the Armed Services Committee.
From two things. It was manufactured from Joe Biden's wokeness and his weakness. He signaled to the far left that he would institute a de facto open border policy. And wait, Mexico became catch and release. And build the wall became open the gate. And deport criminals became cartels run amok.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. Got ahead of the Pacto Serve USA on MP Avenue. How about scallop potatoes and ham?
Yes, please.
12th Avenue, I-29.
Them.
Okay. West Main Avenue, West Fargo is the spot today for a bacon cheeseburger.
There you go.
And these are my favorite people. I love West Main Avenue, West Fargo store because it's like walking into your mom's kitchen or your grandma's kitchen. I mean, they crank out the food like you can't believe. There's people in line. You got to get there a little bit early if you want the really good stuff because people figured out what a great spot that is. Country Fried Steak there, too. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. How about beef tips and gravy? Yeah. Alley City, exit 292. Head north. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Petro Serve USA. They have scalloped potatoes and ham, too. Euland, Harwood, Glendon, 12th Avenue, I-29, Harwood, I-29, Valley City. These spots always have all kinds of choices for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. But little secret, every PetroServe USA, whether it's caramel rolls or the cookies, you know, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, so good. Gooey good. Don't you love pizza when the cheese is just gooey and hot? And oh, my gosh. You know what? They have standards there like you can't believe. They throw away more pizzas than people buy because they want that constantly hot, fresh, ready to go. Same with the cookies. 20-ounce drink. Pizza. Two cookies. Not just any cookie. The PetroServe USA cookie. So good. Tell them Scott sent you. And load up on the bisonware. Okay, so a texter says, when you're on the air and complain about not being on the air, with a few smiley face emojis. So Bob in Wheatland called and said that I was a hypocrite because I avoid putting him on. Here's the God's honest truth. We avoid no one on the air. No one. In other words, a caller that is waiting to ask a guest something, they're not automatically avoided. Now, if they are, we will say, a constant caller, not just a, you know, one or two here or there. And there are other callers waiting. For instance, when Kevin Cramer is on. Okay? So Bob in Wheatland doesn't like Kevin Cramer. No problem. This is why Kevin Cramer is here an hour every day to talk to people that agree with him, disagree with him, like things he's done, dislike the things he's done, whatever.
So every week.
Every week for an hour.
Yep.
So what Bob in Wheatland would have you believe is that every week he calls and says, Bob from Wheatland, he doesn't get on. That's factually not true.
And Kevin Cramer, honestly, could care less whether you like him or not.
Right.
I mean, he's
exactly right.
I'll just tell you, Bob, I've been here with these guys for 3 years now, and I've never once seen anybody not get taken, or only if we run out of time.
But by the way, Kevin is one to say, hey, Ryan in Aberdeen's been waiting forever. He's been waiting forever. Can you get him in? Kevin will say that if he sees somebody on the board that's been waiting to get in. Now, I will 100% admit, if there is a quote-unquote constant caller sitting there on hold, wants to ask a question, and other callers are before them, the other callers are going to go because we want other callers, right? And, we never want to be that show, and there are many. Grand Forks, I think, has shows that there's the same four callers every day, all week, and that's sort of Grand Forks Talk Radio because there's a limited amount of folks who will call the show because it's a smaller community. I lived that for many years, so I get it.
What you're saying is this is your favorite call of all time.
It's just mind-boggling that you guys call yourself fair and balanced. There's no fair or balanced to your whole radio program. You could very easily have somebody represent another point of view. And
hey, you're on.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike.
People want to hear common sense. Mike, you're wasting your time here. Do you want to make a point?
You are using the public airwaves for nothing but propaganda. You will not let anybody who has a different view on
anything talk. Mike, you're on.
Okay.
What?
The famous Mike,
anybody on.
The famous Mike Quinn, who, by the way, was a broken record of how he couldn't get on and nobody comes on with dissenting opinions. And I called him one day. I said, Mike, call the show.
Yeah.
Call the show, contribute, whether you agree, disagree. And we had probably a 25-minute conversation. And at the end of it, everything was fine. A few days later, I see a letter to the editor from Mike and Hazen, complaining about Scott Hannon on the radio. It's just, there are some people who live to complain. They just do. They prefer to be victims. I generally call them liberals.
I promise you that's true.
Yeah.
Having owned a restaurant and bar for a number of years, people exist to complain.
Yeah. And to be just play the victim card.
Yep.
I don't get. And that's a fast track to getting ignored here. We will take your criticism sincerely, and ask you, by the way, to hold us accountable to that, but you can't just be a constant complainer. If you're calling, you're going to get on. Ron and Mandan has a comment on the program. Ron, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Side note, first of all, Mike and I go back to that first town hall meeting that Kevin Cramer had, and he went and laid hands on Kevin and got ousted.
Yep.
I was the one who first accosted Mike, so he'll know who I am. Anyway, we really...
Yeah, that's a very good point. I didn't mention that, but this Mike Quinn, who used to live in Hazen, and now I forget, he calls from different places, Arizona once in a while, and he's in Arizona complaining about North Dakota, so he calls the show. He's welcome to call anytime. I enjoy the calls. I enjoy calls that don't agree with me. I really honestly do. It's more fun. I would rather have it there. But here's the deal. We want a breadth of callers. We're not going to say, okay, let's have five cranky people call every day and let them complain about whatever they want. So you're going to have to wait your turn. And if there's other callers ahead of you and other techs that, are not going to complain daily, we're going to have them. But the spice of life is having some other folks on, and we appreciate regular callers. They contribute something to the program. They honestly do. I enjoy them. But just don't be that constant caller. Please contribute, Ron. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We really love what you do. 95-96% perhaps is up our alley, and you bring stuff to us and people to us that we would never hear anyplace else. So we really do appreciate. So 9 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, sometimes 7 p.m., and if we've missed something or want to catch something again, we tune back in again. So we really do appreciate what you do. So thank you, and you've done well. So thank you.
Okay, now my perfection tick is going to kick in and say, how do we get you to 100%? What is the 5% that drives you crazy?
I had a conversation with a well-known man in North Dakota a couple of years ago on a 50th anniversary, and he says, you know what, Ron? I agree with you 100%. I said, hey, give us 3 minutes. We'll be fighting about something. You can't be 100% with anybody, or you're a flake.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll take the 95% perfection great as a total compliment. Ron, God bless you. Thanks for the call.
I think one's wife would allow 100%.
That's true, yeah. Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I'm pretty much echoing the last guy. It's 95%, and that's right. My wife and I had our own retail business for 13 years. You can never please everyone all the time. It's just not possible. You and the guys in the back are doing a great job. Just keep going with what it is. Sometimes they don't agree with you. A lot of times I do. It's just life. You're on the air, and I saw that letter in the editor, from the guy in Hayes, and I just kind of chuckled with that. But hey, just keep it up. You can't please everyone, and that's just life.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. And one of the reasons we're doing this is, honestly, we want to make sure that we're serving our audience correctly. And we've got some great suggestions today, but don't be afraid to call and say, I don't agree, and here's why. And that's okay, too. But previous two callers are very kind and nice. We thank you very much. And again, constant callers are great. Mike Quinn, as an example, nobody argues with his points when he sends a letter to the editor. And clearly, so few people write a letter to the editor that the guy's in there, like every newspaper in the state prints him like once a month. It's unbelievable. So I'd put our record of opening up the airwaves to any and all of people against any newspaper in this that claims to, you know, have letters to the editor. It's the same people. It's the same people. And do we have regular callers? Loyal listeners, you bet we do. And we appreciate them. When they have something to bring, we put them on. But we're not just going to become the cranky caller place, you know, with the same five folks on. So if you're a regular caller, God bless you. Please keep calling. Please keep listening. But no, this show's open to everyone, so we appreciate that. Let's go to Bismarck. Tom in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Tom, you're on. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I just want to send out a congratulations to Kyle Kirkmeyer and Jason Ziegler for being acquitted of the excessive use of force charges at the DAPL hearing they had last week.
Good for you. I'm glad you mentioned it. And saw that as well. Kind of got lost in the holidays. But all the claims from the eco-terrorists and all the games they played have been adjudicated in court, and they got a big nothing burger out of it. So, yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Right. Yeah, as it should be. Thanks, Tom.
Sometimes justice works.
Exactly. It takes a long dang time when you think about how their name was dragged through the mud and everything else. You know,
a lot
of good work was done on that, and we tried to be a beacon in truth of that, where there was very little of it. And the mob of keyboard warriors, man, got a smartphone and think you're a journalist, and, oh, look what they did here, and how they sliced and diced and cut up everything else. A lot of fake news on that whole deal.
But what if, you know, you look at citizen journalists, Kyle Rittenhouse, if it weren't for citizen journalists, he might be sitting in a jail cell right now.
Well, and there was some very good conversation about that at America Fest that I want to spend a little time on.
That's right.
Good example of how it worked, and good example of how when you just let the left do it on their own and don't counterbalance it.
Right. They just take it.
And the mainstream media runs with it. Clint in Bismarck wants to give us a metaphorical high five. I don't know how we can do that, but lay it on me, Clint.
Well, I'm a staunch critic of Kevin Cramer, and I'm Republican-minded, so I will say this. You guys do give us a forum to vent, and that is appreciated. And I think it's especially outstanding, meaning as though you are part of a large corporation. I look at the Bismarck Tribune and just shake my head. You know, this is one of the last community or local forums we have left. The Tribune has just become a kind of a corporate, almost like what we used to have in the little towns, our weekly paper. That's about how much, I mean, the Tribune's down to the point they could print the damn thing once a week. And to have an active paper in a community is sorely missed. And we do appreciate your program.
Well, thank you, Clint. Appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Clint.
And I do not work for a large corporation. I work for a very small corporation that I actually own half of with my partner, Steve Hallstrom, and a team of people that love what they do every day. I think you're referring to K-Fire. obviously being part of a large corporation in iHeartMedia, but as Todd will tell you, they also do local radio pretty darn well, as this show proves.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI-VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI-VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better with the lowest price fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for $4 deal pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Powered by SchwanBeerGMC.com, the lot not empty. We have them. Cars, SUVs, pickups, over 80 pre-owned, many specially tagged during the ongoing 12-plus days of Christmas sale. Other dealers are marking them up, but Schwan is marking them down. Take advantage of some of the lowest financing offered in years, payments to fit every budget, and a free lifetime warranty on most vehicles. Don't miss the sale. Schwan Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
There's a lot of free money out there right now, too.
Yes, good there rate. Is. Holy cow.
0%.
Here is probably the best email on this question I've ever seen, or a comment from a listener. It came in the form of an email. It said, my review of the show, one, better clock management. Don't put callers on the air right as the bumper music starts to play. It makes it appear they're not really important enough. Try to reduce the in-show ads if possible. We already hear a ton of ads during the regular breaks, and this just takes away time from guest callers' topics. Try to encourage long-winded, slow-talking guests to quicken the pace a bit. This is live radio with limited time, not a coffee shop. Stop preempting Mark Levin with local high school sports, something obviously for listeners of the Flag East and West. Two on guests. Try to get Tony Garrigan once a week to discuss local politics, another Flag suggestion. He's saying the leftist takeover of city government in Fargo is a topic that should get more attention. Actually, Fargo politics in general should get more attention statewide, because everybody Castleton West loves about North Dakota is threatened by Fargo politics. And, you know, again, I think Fargo, by and large, even Grand Forks has gone more conservative. Fargo and Grand Forks used to be kind of the, you know, where the higher ed influence would be there a little bit, and I think the Minnesota influence would come in, but less so in Grand Forks because of a robust effort by the Republican Party in Grand Forks. The Republican Party in Fargo is darn near worthless. It is just so bad. And I hate to say that, but it's fractionalized, and it's part Rhino and part, I don't know. It's just very weird, and it's not good. It needs to be one team. Yes, a Big Ten, but one team. But we all need to pay closer attention to it, because what happens at Fargo eventually comes and creeps west, and a lot of that comes from that St. Paul, Minnesota influence on it. So, he's definitely right. Tony Gehrig's a city council member, by the way, in Fargo, for those that don't know. Try to invite more up-and-coming conservative, non-leftist, national voices onto the show. Stephen Crowder, Ben Shapiro, Dave Rubin, J.P. Sears, Ryan Long, Jason Whitlock, etc. Overall, you guys are great, despite the immense loss of the great Rush Limbaugh. I hope you have a great 2022. Yeah, we're feeling the loss of Rush Limbaugh. Talk radio is in general.
Oh, yeah. A number of those names, too, by the way, have their own shows, like Crowder, and he doesn't do other deals. They have their own deals. So.
Okay, Texter says, people who are texting are at work and can't call without getting in trouble. Fair point. We love the texters. You contribute a lot, but we love callers more. So we just love more people to call. We appreciate it. And again, when they call, they're on. One thing I think gets misunderstood, to the emailer's point, why put a caller on this close to a break? They just probably called, and we had open lines, right? So, you know, if there's calls on the bank, I would prefer to take the calls all day long on any question of the day. It's one of the reasons we do Radio Graffiti, where I say 1 minute, 1 minute only, because it prompts more of your calls. And we vow to say, we're not going to interrupt you, just say what you got to say and go. I'm with Kevin. More calls, less rules. But please know, the lines are open for you. And if you call for a guest, call early. It's another thing with Senator Kramer. The calls will start coming in the last 5 minutes, where then we're jammed up.
And keep the chit-chat to a minimum or a nil.
Get right to the point.
Or get right to the point, right to your question.
Not that we're not wanting to hear from you and be friendly, but, yeah, you're exactly right. Just lean into it. Let us know what you want. Right out of the chute, go. Let's see here. So we appreciate the text, but less Scott talk, more callers. Same thing. The more of you call, the less I talk. Simple as that. So get on the phones. Remember the 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. Texter says, last time I called in, I tried to say something, and it came out so stupid that it didn't make any sense. So that's why I tend to text, because I get too nervous to call. Look, what I always suggest to people, guests, and for that matter, callers, when we do our little caller clinics every now and then, just feel like you're talking to your neighbor. You know, a spouse, someone you chit-chat about. We're no reason for you to be nervous. We really aren't. So we had famous caller to the show, Fred from Wing, one time that said, pray before you call because you'll put out the best wisdom ever. Whatever you do, don't be nervous. Nothing to be nervous about.
Pro tip.
Yep. How about doing a one day a week, every week, with no mention whatsoever of COVID?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I second that.
Not a bad idea. Meanwhile, there's two calls waiting to go on right now that want to talk about COVID. So it's a little challenging. And by the way, one call's from Alaska and one's from Las Vegas. And
let's go.
I love our callers who call from all over. But there again, if I've got a text from somebody in North Dakota about a topic, they're going to come first. That's always the case. So and some of these folks have North Dakota connections, so we appreciate them. But you call at the end of the show, You're not from here, and I've got a text waiting to weigh in. I'm going to go to the text. An idea for all of us. Have a positive day. That's a good one.
Ours, yeah.
Good News Friday, you know, something like that. Chris Berg does that. Texas Game and Fish update on EHD and CWD. Season is over. They tested heads. Anything changed? Need an update? That's one thing we could do a lot better here. Game and Fish and some of the experts in outdoors. I know so many of our listeners, you know, very, very outdoors-minded and love the outdoors, so we ought to do more of that. You're absolutely right. Texter says, you have the best radio show, period. I listen every day. Well, God bless you. Can't end on a more positive note than that. Thank you very much. For Todd Mitchell, for Kevin Flynn, for Super Producer Chris Larson, Scott Hinton. Keep the text coming, by the way, and these suggestions. Appreciate it. Brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel, home of that 4-plus additive that will save you a lot of money. Bismarck, DACDiesel.com. God bless, folks. News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.